Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to John Peterson.
This is he.
Mr. Peterson, I'm calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Do you have a couple minutes?
Sure.
Thank you very much. To start, how many
Hello?
How many years have you... Yeah, you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Keep breaking up.
Okay, what about now? Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, to start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
25 years.
25 years. Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you terrazzo mechanic or finisher, cement mason, mason helper or finisher, stone mason, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, tile and marble finisher, tile setter, plaster, marble mason?
PCC restoration.
PCC restoration. Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you foreman, journey label mechanic, apprentice?
Foreman.
Finisher? Foreman. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work where you wanted to work, or over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Past 12 months? I've been on disability for almost 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
The same.
The same? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were the last time, last year?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the last past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union at any of them? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Thank you. And yes or no, have you been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Hopefully less.
Less, okay. Now looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, worse, or say about the same?
Hopefully it gets better.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards have you most been concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns? No real safety concern. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media? Friends.
Internet.
I'm going to read through the list and then you tell me which one you prefer. Okay. Internet. The internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, radio, any of those, do you choose first?
The internet.
The internet, okay. What about friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, radio, which of those do you choose second?
Radio. I listen to the radio all the time.
Okay. What about friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV's new programming, which of those do you choose third?
The newspaper.
Newspaper. Okay. What about friends and neighbors, cable news, local TV news programming? Which of those do you choose fourth?
Friends.
Friends, okay. What about cable news and local TV news programming? Which of those do you choose fifth?
Local news.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. We almost done now. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, jobs, and the economy, support for labor unions, education, immigration, foreign policy, healthcare, or something else?
We need to take care of our immigration problems.
Immigration, okay, thank you. As you may know, BAC, or BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I believe the Republican Party does.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, or Stellantis? Stellantis.
GM out of work. Earth.
GM? GM?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve, disapprove?
He sucks.
Okay. So that would mean you strongly disapprove.
Yes.
What about health care? Do you approve or disapprove?
Of the way Joe Biden's handling health care?
Exactly.
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
pretty goddamn strong.
Okay. What about support for labor unions? What do you think about his job?
His policies on he's only supporting it right now because he has to win an election, and he's not going to win.
Okay. So you strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Immigration?
Oh, my God. Do we have to really get started on immigration now? This guy.
I'm sorry. I honestly...
Call me later. We can talk about this all you want.
No, what about... We almost done now. What about foreign affairs? Foreign affairs.
Here's how real Americans should feel. You should not put our nose in other countries' affairs, especially when it's a foreign holy war that they've been fighting for thousands of years and nobody's ever going to win.
Okay, thank you. What about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, I really don't like how much I pay for gasoline right now. My groceries went up.
I strongly disapprove.
So I strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
No. Once again, I strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're not registered to vote, you can't bitch, and I like to bitch, obviously.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in elections for president or other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Oh, 100% vote. In person.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Well, I will have to pick the lesser of the two evils there and go with Donald Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Turning back to the BAC or BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to give them a fair.
Fair, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would give good.
Good, okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? Please describe. Your own words.
How they could improve?
Yeah.
We really don't have time for all this, but I'll give you a little snippet. They could improve on the longevity of benefits for their members instead of kicking them right off at retirement. They could extend it, and we do pay quite a bit of money for our benefits, so I would say health and welfare could be helped a lot in our trade.
Okay, like welfare and what else?
Health and welfare.
Health, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your comment. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words?
Well, they should always be working for the man, the working man who pays their check. So they should work for better employment, more employment, keeping our guys working, keeping non-union companies not working.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, text messages, mail, email?
Email.
Email? Okay. Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC, four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Once a year.
Once a year. Okay, thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Well, today I identify as a Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong or not a very strong Republican?
I would call myself a strong Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
Well, today I identify as white, Caucasian American.
Okay, and finally and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have, yes, your first name?
John, J-O-H-N.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate your opinions. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.